America's newest fine restaurant, Tom Brenneman's on Vine Street between Hollywood and Sunset Boulevard. Kellogg's Pep and Procter & Gamble's Ivory Plate serve you breakfast in Hollywood. Friends, 1946 is here, and we're all a year older. But here's a man who still acts like a two-year-old. If you don't believe me now, you certainly will when you go to see his picture breakfast in Hollywood. The ham has had years of theatrical experience, but he still acts like a two-year-old. Here he is now, Tom Brenneman.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies. Yes, and a happy New Year's after New Year's Day, I should say to you out there along the party line. Greetings from the ladies having breakfast in Hollywood. Ladies seated around the breakfast table. I had mine standing up. I'll tell you more about that a little later. And it's cheers we're sending from sunny Southern California to you confined to your sick bed or room. Well, there's sun out there. Of course, you can't see it yet, but it'll be along. This is the Ivory Flakes portion of our little broadcast. We kind of like to visit along about now. And I don't know. I think maybe we'll start with you. Who are you?
Mr. C.E. Billings from Wichita, Kansas.
Hello, Miss Billings. Miss Billings, did you see the parade yesterday?
I certainly did, and I saw you, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, now, what's so funny about that? I was pretty good looking up there, wasn't I?
You sure were.
Uh-huh. You betcha. We had a nice float, didn't we?
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. We didn't win anything. Who are you?
Juanita Stanton from Denver, Colorado.
From Denver, Colorado. Where'd you get that hat, Juanita?
You'd be surprised.
I certainly would be, I imagine. And who are you?
Mrs. Stanton from Denver, Colorado.
Uh-huh. Hello there. Lieutenant?
Saginaw, Michigan. Lieutenant Robert D. Rushlow, the Air Corps.
Thank you. And you are?
Karen Rushlow, Saginaw, Michigan.
See, how long have you been married, Lieutenant?
3 years.
3 years?
3 years.
Oh, we're happy to have you. What? You are?
All in California.
Oh, you've been married all in California. Well, we're going to meet some more of our boys now. Corporal, give your hometown, will you, please?
Cornell, New York. Corporal Bill Williams, Winkler.
Thank you.
Minneapolis, Minnesota. Corporal Edward P. Rivera.
Tacoma, Washington, Corporal Gordon L. Keller.
Memphis, Missouri, Captain Jack Zumsey.
Where'd you fellows get those pipes? Was there a sale somewhere?
Well, we kind of watered down top and get us pretty good.
Oh, I see.
Picked them up.
Mm-hmm. What are they, special, what are they, the aluminum pipe, what is it supposed to do?
Well, it's
a filler pipe, isn't it?
Divided in 7 parts, and, well, after smoking it so long, you just don't like any other part.
Yes, it smells like it, too.
Bridgeport, Connecticut, Radioman Third Class, John Gurnett.
Holland, Ohio, Pharmacist May Third Class, James Roberson.
Santa Monica, California, Corporal Betty Kesterton, just James Roberson.
Oh, you just married?
Yes, sir.
When?
Sunday night.
Sunday night? Well, how nice. Congratulations. We'll have a little wedding present.
Mansfield, Pennsylvania, Edwin Starbury, Chief Motorman.
Thank you.
Vincennes, Indiana, Sergeant Paul Rainey.
We'll meet some more of them after a while. Right now, I wish everybody in uniform would please stand. Come on, boys and girls, on your feet, and let's give them a good welcome, shall we? Good. Good luck. Who are you?
Me.
Yes, your name.
Thomas, Mrs. Thomas.
What's your first name?
Catherine.
Catherine Thomas. Mm-hmm. Bet you kick up your heels every once in a while, don't you? Huh? Well, sometimes that's embarrassing, kick up your heel. Well, it is when there's a hole in the heel of your stocking. Well, kick up your heel tonight without fear, Miss Thomas. There's a box of ring clear nylon hose for you. There's only one catch, though. Remember, you're likely to get a run or a hole in the heel of these, too, if you wash them in a hit-or-miss fashion with the wrong kind of soap. You remember that, won't you? The thing to do is to wash them after every wearing in Ivory Flakes. And if you do, you'll get up to twice the wear. Remember, if you wash them infrequently and with the wrong kind of soap, they'll wear out in about half the time. Now, everyone isn't fortunate enough to own nylons just now. But whatever kind of stockings you do have, nightly ivory flakes care will give them up to twice the wear. Always use ivory flakes, the flake form of baby's pure mild ivory soap. Incidentally, Miss Thomas, here's a box of ivory flakes, too.
Oh, my.
Yes. Right, it is, because you know what they get.
Oh, it really is.
Well, you see, you don't know the reason for that. Fast, they put it on the shelves, bingo.
That's
lady
right.
Take it.
That's
well,
right.
They know. They're smart. Now you've got your nylons, you've got ivory plates. We're going for a hat. And, Johnny, I think this is the one right back here.
About a suit,
mm-hmm. Yes. Who are you?
This had to happen. Joan Barcroft, Columbus, Ohio.
You're from Columbus,
yes.
Ohio?
Mm-hmm.
Joan what?
Barcroft.
Barcroft.
That's right.
I read something about you in the papers.
Well, I don't know it. You have not.
Well, take it off, will you, please? And who are you?
I'm Gloria. Well,
who are you?
Gloria Scott, Columbus, Ohio.
Will you take it off, please, Miss
uh-huh.
Barcroft? Yeah.
Barcroft.
Jean Peters from East Canton, Ohio.
Uh-huh. This is, do you do this on purpose, really? It's a big black affair, and she wears it like a sunbonnet. I don't know which goes back and which goes front. That's the way it looks on her. That's terrible, isn't it? This looks something like the headgear that the Southern California boys were wearing. Thank you, Miss Barcroft. Huh? Did I have it on backwards? Backwards or frontwards wouldn't make much difference, I'm afraid. Oh, pardon me. I'm so sorry that the entire nation couldn't have witnessed the Tournament of Roses parade in Pasadena yesterday. It truly was a beautiful spectacle. It's estimated about 1.5 million persons watched the parade all along the route. And the city fathers of the beautiful city of Pasadena really did themselves proud. They're to be congratulated on the way the whole thing was handled. Never to my knowledge, at least, has there been such an orderly and well-run affair. You know, shortly after the broadcast yesterday, they hauled me away in a police car with sirens blowing, and after a rather, shall we say, hasty ride, we lined up and were soon in the procession. It was a rather long line of march, and the horse I was riding was one of the wooden varieties, made of flowers, of course, and I was kind of glad when it terminated. Then another of those rides in a jeep to the Rose Bowl. You ever ride in a jeep? Fast? You know what I mean, then. Then we sat on those hard benches for 3 hours and watched Alabama kick the stuffing out of our Trojans. Oh. Incidentally, I got a new mortgage on my home. What a football team. You know, the Crimson Tide is a misnomer. Should be the Rip Tide. Bad enough to have to sit there without cheering. First time I had a chance to cheer was not until about the middle of the third quarter. Southern California made a first down. My young son said, what are you cheering for, Daddy? I said, well, look, they just made a first down. He said, is that good or bad? I wouldn't know. Then that long ride home to Encino. I'll tell you, I was glad to get to bed. And that, folks, is why I had my breakfast standing up. Now that we're going toward our wishing ring, and Miss Thomas will ask you to draw a number, if you will, please. Thank you. This wins our wishing ring, folks. It is 90986. Well, good! You come on out here. We'll put the wishing ring on your finger. Sergeant, where's your home?
Gary, Indiana. Sergeant Robert Paget.
Good. Paget. And Sergeant, your home,
sir? Arthur Illinois, Francis Watkins, Sergeant.
Who? Mm-hmm.
Archibald, Pennsylvania. Hospital Prentice, first class. Joseph the body.
Thanks, Joe.
Peckville, Pennsylvania. John Eric.
Mm-hmm. Hello there, and who are you?
Miss Ruth Graber from Denver, Colorado.
Graber?
Yes.
Well, We have a lot of folks in here from Denver this morning. Did you go to the game yesterday, Miss Graver?
No, I'm sorry. I'm one of the unfortunates who missed it.
Mm-hmm. You went to the parade?
No.
Oh.
We're going to see it today, we hope.
You're going to see the parade today?
I mean the float.
Oh, you're going to see the float. What is it going to say? Am I still in that thing? I don't know. Well, they've made movies of the entire procession anyway.
Oh?
So you'll have a chance to see it in the movies.
Well, that's good.
It was really beautiful.
I can well imagine.
Oh, yeah. You've never seen one of the Rose Bowl, the Tony Rose Parade?
No, I've never been out to California until just this couple of months.
Well, how long have you been here?
Well, we left Denver the 19th of November, mm-hmm. and we got here the 25th.
How's the weather up there?
Wonderful. It's a little cold and a few snows, but we like it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after all, we can go ice skating on real ice.
You can go ice skating on real ice.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what to think we skate on out here. Look, we have real ice in Southern California, too.
You do?
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Well, the manufactured variety. Uh-huh. And the Rose Bowl parade was yesterday.
Yeah.
What do you do, Miss Graver? What is it?
Graver.
Graver, what do you do?
Well, I'm just having a good time so far. I'm not doing anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought maybe you go to business or something like that?
No, I graduated from school in June, and I'm out here with my mother. She's out here for her health.
What school is that, Miss Graver?
Loretto Heights College. It's a pretty small school outside of Denver.
Mm-hmm. How big a school is it?
Well, it's a rather small one, but we do have an enrollment of about 300.
Mm-hmm.
We sure like it.
Is it co-educational, is it?
No, it's a girls' school.
A girls'
four-year women's college.
Uh-huh. Well, I've never heard of it. Sorry.
No. It's a small school as far as size is concerned, but it's mm-hmm. about the best, I think.
You have athletic teams there, do you?
Just girls, of course.
Well, that's all right.
Yes, we have all sorts of tournaments with other schools in and around mm-hmm. Denver.
You don't have a football team?
No.
Going to match them with the Trojans. No, of course not. Were you athletic, were you? Did you play
in any? Some time.
Mm-hmm.
Not too much.
Mm-hmm. Well, Miss Graver, you won our wishing ring.
Mm.
And here it is. That's the ring, folks.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. We think so.
Oh, yes.
You've heard this program, have you, Miss Graver?
Yes, I have.
All right. We'll put the wishing ring on your finger.
Oh.
I will ask you to make a wish.
Well, Mother and I are enjoying our visit out here, and we hope we can come back again and to see you again.
Gee, well, that's awfully nice.
Thanks a lot.
You drop in to see us.
We shall.
Sure, make the restaurant your rendezvous while you're in Hollywood.
All right.
Will you?
Yes.
You're very
thank
charming.
You very much.
You're very welcome. Very lovely.
Mrs. Jack Stein from Haleville, Alabama.
From where?
Haleville, Alabama.
Haleville, Alabama? And you are?
Mr. Jack Stein from Haleville, Alabama.
I imagine you saw the football game, did you, Jack?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
What did you think of it?
Well, I thought it was very good.
Well, I'm right here to say I didn't think so.
Just wait till next year, you'll really see a good football team.
Well,
although we won't be playing California.
What did they have out there yesterday? I thought that was a wonderful football game.
Well, the only way you scored was a third team, you see.
Yes.
Next, rub it in, brother. You see, next year we'll have the same crew. Our third team will be just as good as the first this year.
Well, you're going to have a lot of those boys back next year, too.
All of them,
mm-hmm.
except three.
Yeah.
And they played on the third team.
They're going to play on the third team?
Yeah.
Well, it's just like pouring salt in the wounds, isn't it? And who are you?
Miss John Coates from Haleville in Birmingham, Alabama.
Uh-huh, and you are?
John Coates from Haleville, Alabama.
Yeah, a lot of Alabama folks here today. Oh, I tell you, it's a wonderful football team. They're to be congratulated. They really have it, believe me.
Just stick around. We'll be back next year.
I don't want to see any more. All right, come on, let's send a cheer to the great Alabama Crimson Tide. There's the Irving. Well, that about concludes the first portion of Breakfast in Hollywood, brought to you by Procter & Gamble's Ivory Flakes.
Ivory plate, twice the wear. Ivory plate, twice the wear.
Charlie just got in time, didn't he? This next portion of our little broadcast brings you greetings from the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek and Omaha. Kellogg's, makers of Pep. Oh, so good. You eat Pep, son?
Yeah.
Who are you?
Bert and Murdoch.
Where are you from, Bert?
St. Paul, Minnesota.
St. Paul. Mm-hmm. You look at your husky lad. Now we're going to award our beautiful California Armroy orchid to our eldest guest. And I'd like to have a bid. How old? 97. 97. Oh, gee, that wins hands down. Great. Hello there. And who are you?
M.A. Simpson.
Huh?
M.A. Simpson.
Emma A. Simpson.
M.A.
Mary. Well, come on, Mary. Let's go out here and meet the folks. Can you make it out here?
All right.
All right. Where do you live, Miss Simpson?
857 Loma Vista.
You're in Los Angeles. Here she is. She's Mary Simpson. She's 97. She lives in Los Angeles. The chair, too, lean right against the table there. Now, wait a minute. Is this a relative of yours here?
Yes.
Huh? Her son. Well, let Sonny boy hold the pocketbook. You keep out of that, too. Now, Miss Simpson, tell us something about you. Where were you born?
I was born in Hart County, Kentucky.
In Kentucky.
In Kentucky.
Yes. Uh-huh. And how long did you live in Kentucky?
About 40 years.
Yes. And did you move to California?
Yes. Come from Kentucky to California. Well, come halted a while in Missouri.
You what?
I lived a while in Missouri.
Oh, I see. In what part of Missouri, Miss Simpson?
Well, Mountain Grove.
In Mountain Grove, Missouri. And how long have you been in California?
Well, since 1930. Since 1930.
1930.
Mm-hmm.
You raised a family?
Oh, yes.
I know you have one boy there.
Yes.
How many?
Yes, I raised five children.
Oh.
I've got two big, tall, good-looking sons in Los Angeles.
Well, good for you. You have grandchildren, I guess.
Oh, yes.
How many?
11.
11. Great-grandchildren?
8.
Any great-great?
8 great-grandchildren.
No great-great.
No.
No. Mm-hmm. When were you 97, Miss Simpson?
When were I?
When, yes.
Oh, yes, the 28th of December.
Yeah, 28th of December.
Just last December.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why, you're certainly an active woman for that age. Huh?
Well, thank you.
You keep busy around the house, do you?
Oh, yes, tolerable.
Mm-hmm. Well... I haven't heard that expression in a long time.
How's that?
Huh? Tolerable, I say. I haven't heard that in a long time.
Well...
What do you do? I mean, do you...
I crochet and I read a little.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And I...
Listen to your radio?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Listen to the radio.
Do you hear this program, Miss Simpson?
Moderately.
Moderately. Well, it's just a tolerable radio program. You don't hear it very often.
No.
No.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do on the radio.
That's what I mean, yes.
Oh, yes, yes. Yes. I listen to it most every morning.
Yeah. Now then. Well, Miss Simpson, then you know that each morning we give the eldest guest the lovely orchid. You know that.
Well, I read something about it. You understood.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
You had an idea you were going to walk off with it, didn't you?
Sure I did.
Sure I did, she said. Well, sir, we have a lovely flower for you. Where did you spend New Year's Day, Miss Simpson? Home?
At home.
Uh-huh. You celebrated all?
Oh, yes. We had fine turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And roasted nice and brown.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Good, huh? I bet you're a good cook.
Well, I've been a moderate good cook.
Mm. You too.
I don't like to cook.
You like?
I have something good to cook.
Oh, yeah. Tell me, how long do you usually cook your turkey?
Well...
You follow any rule? How long do you roast it?
It's owing to the size.
Yeah.
Yeah, I steam it and then brown it gradually.
Mm-hmm. You don't mean you don't have any set rules, say, like so much time for so many pounds?
No, I don't pound? That. No, yeah. I just kind of cook it till it's tender.
Yeah.
Yes. Stick a fork in it and see how
Stick
tender.
Stick a fork in it, see if it's good. You can
yeah,
tell.
That's
yeah.
fine.
Well, here, look what we have for you. Isn't that beauty? Two beautiful orchids for you, Miss
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And that's
beautiful.
For you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, Miss My golly, you're the star of the program this morning.
Well, I say.
Huh? You're more than tolerable.
Well,
did you ever
I've
have
been...
an orchid before?
Not before. Not before. And I highly appreciate it.
Well, that's swell.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. You know, when we give the lady her first orchid, we also give her something else.
Well, I don't know.
Yes, use you. What is it?
That is a double treat.
Double treat. Come on, darling. I don't mind saying this, Simpson. You kiss tolerably well. Thank you. You know, one good resolution I made yesterday... to nip a certain rumor right in the bud. The rumor says that I've been favoring one Kellogg cereal and neglecting another. But I've been talking up Kellogg's All Bran and not talking half enough about Kellogg's Pep. Well, to scotch that rumor, I'm going to give you the pitch on me and Pep right now. Nothing will ever become between those sunny golden flakes and me at breakfast. Not only because of their grand taste... the fresh, snappy, sun-bright flavor in every spoonful, but also because these crisp flakes of good whole wheat have real character, deliver extra swell nourishment. For Pep crashes through with more food value than famous whole wheat itself. And that's because the Kellogg Company has added an extra supply of two important vitamins. One of them is sunshine, vitamin D, to help give the vitamin D effect of sunshine in the wintertime. In fact, a one-ounce serving of Pep provides your daily minimum vitamin D need. And listen to this. There's some vitamin B1 in whole wheat, but Pep delivers over twice as much of this energy vitamin. So that's why I'm that way about Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. And I say, if you don't have Pep, ask your grocer today for those crisp, delicious golden flakes that help keep your sunny side up. Hmm? Here's our good neighbor letter. Then we'll meet Uncle Corny. Has he come in, Robert?
No.
Oh, you check up right now. Ladies, that's Bobby Filipino back there. Bobby, come out and take a bow. Says, dear Tom Brenneman, I think the work of Miss Tomiko Takei, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Takei, of Jamestown Pharmacy, Jamestown, New York, in selling war bonds is worthy of the highest praise. Miss Takei is of Japanese ancestry. Her brother, Lieutenant B.E. Takei, was killed in action in Italy while fighting enemies of America. Now she is doing what she can to help the cause, and has personally sold a grand total of 200,000 war bonds. Therefore, I wish to nominate Miss Tomiko Takei as a good neighbor. The letter is signed very sincerely yours, Mrs. Robert A. Stormer of 34 Smith Avenue, Celeron, New York. And so this morning, our orchid goes to Miss Tomiko Takai, care of the Jamestown Pharmacy in Jamestown, New York. She has been made our good neighbor of the day. Come on, Tony. Morning, Corny. How are you?
Well, I feel fine today. Yep. I got to grab that orchid and kind of get on the out of here. I got another load of flowers to rush down to John Nelson's bride and groom program.
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful program John has. It has tender moments. It has whimsical moments. Well, it comes to describing this program, I just don't know how to express myself.
Eh?
I say I don't know how to express myself.
Well, that's easy. Just label a box, climb inside, and have someone put it on a train.
Oh, that's awful. Now, you take this orchid and get out of here. Now, before you go, next door, drop in next door to the beauty parlor and tell my wife that I'll be over right after the show. She's in there getting a facial.
A what?
A facial, a massage.
Oh, I see. I could have done that for her myself.
What makes you think you could give anybody's face a massage?
Why, well, I've been a panhandler for years.
True, too. Well, sir, she's also getting the ends of her hair singed, Corny.
You mean she goes to a beauty parlor to get her hair singed? Why should you like my wife does?
I don't know. What does your wife do when she wants her hair singed?
She just leaves it sitting on the mantelpiece all night.
Yes, oh, dear. Well, Corny, you stop by Cedric's, pick up the orchid. It goes to Miss Tomiko Takai in Jamestown, New York. Pick up another one because we're sending an orchid to Mrs. Isabel Cumming Wilson of Sharpsburg, Pennsylvania, celebrating her 100th birthday today. Isn't that swell?
I'll take care of it. Goodbye, everybody.
Go on, Corny. Somebody says we have Miss Ohio State. Which one is Miss Ohio State? You are Miss Ohio State?
Yes, sir.
Now, who are you, honey?
Jean Peters from East Canton, Ohio.
Well, come on, stand up here and let's see you. Tell me, how did you get the title Miss Ohio State, honey?
Well, they ran a contest down at school. It lasted about 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And after several judgings, they finally picked me.
And you are the queen of the campus, is that it?
Well, something like that, yes,
mm-hmm.
sir.
And what, did they send you to Hollywood for any particular reason, or what was the prize?
Well, the prize was a trip to Hollywood. We're out here for a week seeing all the spots,
mm-hmm.
and a screen test at 20th Century Fox.
Oh, how nice.
Yes, mm-hmm. that's very nice, I
you
think.
You bet it is. How old are you, mind saying?
19.
19.
Mm-hmm.
Very beautiful, too.
Thank you, sir.
Miss Ohio State.
Yes.
We met Mr. Alabama yesterday. Good luck, honey. Let's pause now for our daily salute to the men who won the victory. Today we extend thanks to our military chaplains, the men of God who served their country by land, sea, and air, with comfort and counsel, with faith and courage. They have fought the good fight, and so to these chaplains of all faiths we say, thanks for victory. Well, I'm afraid we're going to have to break it up. We have some beautiful flowers here, roses, some Armorer roses. We have another orchid to give away this morning, and the Dewberry Beauty Kit. But I'm afraid we're going to have to do it after we leave the network. So if you'll get out your songs now, folks, make it ring, will you? And come on, you out there, join us.
And that ends our Hollywood breakfast.
That's about all we have time for today, friends. But be sure to tune in again tomorrow for more fun with our guests here in Tom Brenneman's restaurant. This is John Nelson now putting the mic back to your host, Tom Brenneman.
Just to say, there are still many of our lads who, arriving in this country, cannot make it home. Please do not travel unless you find it absolutely necessary. Give our fighting men and women that priority, won't you? Especially from west to east. That's all for now. Good luck to our nation and to Americans all over the world. Till tomorrow, then. Goodbye, all.
Tom Brenneman, Breakfast in Hollywood, is brought to you at the same time every day, Monday through Friday, by Kellogg's Pep and Procter & Gamble's Irish Lake. Stay tuned for Kellogg's Home Edition, heard over most of these same stations, immediately following the next announcement.
Ladies, here's a Kellogg exclusive your family will like. It's Kellogg's Crumbles, a breakfast cereal that's distinctive in form and flavor. Curly, toasted shreds of the finest whole wheat with their own special mellow, rich flavor. Just sweet enough for the morning meal, just right. Crisp and crunchy, too, a special delight when served with fruit. Kellogg's Crumbles are made from finest wheat, the real, honest-to-goodness whole wheat that's famed for nutrition. At your grocer's, remember, there's only one Kellogg's Crumbles. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company. One Kellogg's Crumbles. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.